As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, December the 31st, 2010, New Year's Eve, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always news, lots of that. Hard facts, certainly workable solutions, when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, he says on a regular basis. Where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me. And 65647, that postal zip code. Once again, our big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Sam and Trish, thank you very much for another year of broadcasting this message out to your listeners. Big Jim, Micro 1650, the same thing. Buffalo, New York, the guys at 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local audiences in 2010. Our call-in number remains throughout this morning's broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals and the year with record gains proving their safe haven appeal. Graft, corruption, greed, bribery, lying, cheating, stealing, thieving, newsy, new news. It's all on the browser today. Interstate Commerce Commission, Gustavus Myers, Americans' Great Fortunes. Yeah, we'll cover all of that as well. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, where we found gold trading up $7.90, some say $8.10, at $1,412 an ounce. What a way to end the year. I love it. Silver up 14 cents at $30.60 an ounce. Platinum off three at $1,744, and palladium closing out the year up five at $792 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a $9 spread, $1,406.60 for a low, $1,415.60 for a high, but at $1,412 even, your gold is up year to year $315.80 an ounce, for a 28.80% return on your investment. Ain't going to get that at your local bank. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, fixed the price at $1,410.25, and it went up from there. The SPDR gold shares overnight paired off 3.34 metric tons, a little profit-taking at the year's end. They claim to be holding 1,280.72 metric tons, valued on the street at $58 billion. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for 2 people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Friday, December the 31st, 2010, New Year's Eve, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, our website, becomevocallocal.com, where you can find our chat room already filling up this morning. Pop in, say hi to the folks. Back into our market report again for this morning. Close it out. Active trading as of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That'd be 1 hour ago. Found gold trading up $7.90 an ounce, ending the year at 14.12 even. Silver up 14 cents at $30.60. Platinum up off $3 at $17.44, and palladium up $5 at $7.92. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down yesterday, closing at 11,570 off 16. The NASDAQ closed down 4 at 26.63, and the S&P 500 down 2, closing at 12.58. Crude oil this morning off 64 cents. Good news for those of us that have automobiles. Down 64 cents at $89.20 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trade-weighted basket of currencies, off 40 basis points at 79.09. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find in the Forex the Canadian loonie up 17 basis points this morning, trading at parity on par with the U.S. dollar. So you just traded right across the table, folks. $1 U.S. for 1 Canadian loonie. The Mexican peso, boy, fill your pockets up with pesos at 8 cents a pop, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 12.3695 pesos per dollar, up 11 basis points this morning. The euro strong move upwards again this morning as the dollar declines. The euro bumps up 0.66%, exchanging against the U.S. buck at $1.34 U.S. The British pound also up 0.61% at $1.55. And the Swiss franc saying bye-bye to the U.S. dollar, up another 13 basis points, now exchanges against the buck at $1.07 U.S. as it walks away higher and higher and higher as the U.S. dollar goes down and down and down, crashing upon the deck below, killing everyone aboard. The bond market this morning, the two-year yield, the yield on the two-year treasuries, the bonded indebtedness of this great land, 0.63%, continuing its upward move. The 10-year yield at 3.33%, and the 30-year bonds are yielding 4.38%. In the mortgage market, ending out the year on a high note here, unfortunately, for people that are trying to find a mortgage, the 15-year mortgage, fixed-rate mortgages, moves up from 3.97% a month ago to 4.35% this morning, and the 30-year moves up from 4.57%, solidly now above 5% at 5.02%. Your prime rate is fixed at 3.25%, unchanged, and your gold-to-silver ratio is 46.15 ounces of silver, and get you 1 ounce of gold in the spot market. The Econoday website yesterday, of course, we always in the morning, we don't have a chance to go through the things that come out in the afternoon, so we have to look backwards. This morning, of course, the markets are going to close early around 2 o'clock today, Eastern time, so just after lunch, Central time, the stock market and all that's going to close on the East Coast. But yesterday we had the, what didn't we get? We didn't get the petroleum sales, we didn't get natural gas yesterday, we didn't get pending home sales and other stuff. So let's go and pick up some of that and see what we missed out on there. Here we go. Pending home sales index, looking for a pending home sales index level of 92.2. And the pending home sales index at 3.5%. Here's the report, the highlight. The housing sector may be climbing up from the bottom, but if so, it looks like the climb is slow. So the noise on the street, all over Wall Street, is that, hey, everything's great, baby. It's time to party. Well, Econoday doesn't think so. It might be climbing out of the basement, but the climb is slow. Pending sales of existing home sales, existing homes rose 3.5% in November. They say here a respectable rate, yet well below the 10.1% jump in October. Again, pending sales of existing homes. That means if the real estate agent gets you into the kitchen of the house and bends you over the kitchen counter with a purchase and sale agreement and they sign you up, then you get to listed here as a pending sale. This is a sale pending. They take your earnest money check. All right. Now, you haven't gotten anywhere yet. All you've done is put some money out there and put your name on the line. A lot of these houses out there are pending sales. Once you start going towards closing and you start to discover that this mortgage is all bound up in a foreclosure or something, those sales can fall through. And one of the great challenges for a realtor is to keep the sales closed once you get your earnest money agreement written. And that, you know, is going to change these kind of numbers. But what they're saying here is that pending sales of existing homes rose 3.5%. Continuing, pending home sales, which are based on contract signings, as I just said, offer indications on future sales of existing homes, which are based on closings. Today's report does point to a gain for existing home sales, which jumped 5.6% in November. Yet, it points to a slowing gain, all right? Momentum, the laws of motion, all right? You said a body in motion tends to stay in motion. Well, yeah, you know, you can roll a bowling ball down an alley, but unless you've really given it a whopping thing, it'll slow down and slow down and slow down. The same with the billiard ball. The friction starts to work against it. And there's lots of friction in this particular marketplace. The EAIA natural gas report, they say that natural gas in storage fell 136 billion cubic feet in the December week. A 140 billion cubic foot withdrawal was expected. So they didn't quite get as much as they thought they were going to get. But they were very, very close. So cold weather, heating fuel, heating oil, gas, natural gas, all of that, we should expect it to be pretty straight up. The EIA petroleum status report draws in oil and gasoline inventories are giving oil prices a 50% lift this morning, though indications on demand are more telling parts of the week's report. All right. Again, this is all real dry stuff. But if you go and look at the news baskets, you know, depending on where you get them, Bloomberg or wherever, Thomas Jeffries or whoever, Reuters, you go out and look at the news baskets, a lot of this is based upon the same material that Econoday is looking at. I mean, they're trying to paint the prettiest picture that they can, but this is the material that all these articles are drawn from. A good reporter, I guess, would go out and then they would contact this guy at this company and this guy at that company. They bring in a few experts, say they bring in a little bit of the history, but it's all just fluff on top of this report again. Draws in oil and gas inventories are giving oil prices a 50 cent lift this morning. In other words, they're drawing down some of the stockpile. But they've got a heck of a stockpile, and that's what we've been reporting now for weeks. Oil inventories fell for a fourth straight week, down 1.3 million barrels in December to 339.4 million barrels. Note that year-end tax considerations are a factor behind the draws. All right, so you don't build up your inventory at this time of the year because in some places, Texas, elsewhere, you get taxed for what you have on end. So you want to draw it down and let them run down. It's not necessarily indication that there's an increase in demand. It's just drawing down your inventory. We'll be right back.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
the home of cutting edge talk radio, OracleBroadcasting.com.
And so once again, a little bit more from the economic basket here. Consumers, they say, have been on the road a lot this December, at least up to December the 24th, Christmas Eve. The four-week average for gasoline demand rose one notch. I don't know where they get the notch, one notch, for the fourth straight week to 9.3 million barrels per day for one of the strongest year-on-year rates of the year, and a plus 2.9%. So the rise in demand here points to consumer strength, especially given the rise underway in pump prices. I don't know whether that's consumer strength or not, or whether people are just over the barrel. You'd have to match this with the Red Book and the Goldman store sales and figure out whether or not there was actually any real rise in consumer demand there through that Christmas holiday. Maybe people were having to drive more miles to try and find a deal on something that they really wanted to give somebody as a gift, or maybe they were just driving from house to house having house parties and not getting involved in the mercantile exchange. Distillate demand is also on the climb, they say, up one notch to 3.9 million barrels per day. What is the one notch? I can't believe they're actually out there in the refineries measuring notches, but I guess they are. Barrels per day for a 4.9 raise, a rise. Weekly draws in oil and gasoline aside, petroleum supplies remain very heavy. Underline that. We've been talking about that for some time. They're awash in oil. But supply may become less of a drag on prices if gains on the demand side continue. Well, the gains on the demand side are not going to continue until the prices go down or wages and employment goes up one way or the other. But that's where that lies. Okay, let's jump over here and look at gold prices year-end here. An article off of Bloomberg. Gold is poised for the 10th annual gain as investors seek protection. Yes, that's right. This is one of the longest gold bull markets in history, all right? This is the 10th year in a row that we've been on this very interesting upward slide, where the upward incline, where we have the highs continuously getting higher, the lows continuously getting higher, and it's just stair-stepping its way to heaven, right? All right, Nicholas Larkin and Glenn Sims writing this, and this is a bit of a redo from yesterday. They've just added a couple of more sentences, so we won't spend much time on it. But gold rose in London, poised for a 10th consecutive annual gain as investors sought a protection of wealth and alternative to currencies. So when you can't do any, you know, you don't have any any confidence in the Federal Reserve note, and when Benjamin Bernanke and Timmy Geithner are hugging each other and holding hands, and they got the printing presses running wide open, digital or otherwise, even though they blew it on those $100 bills, billions of dollars. Anyway, we don't need to recover that ground. But when they're just, you know, printing wildly and madly, you know, you got to know that people are going to get out of dollar-denominated assets and go into some safe haven. And gold and silver and platinum and palladium have been safe havens now for the last 10 years. Silver, platinum, and palladium headed for their second yearly advances. The dollar fell to a two-week low against the euro today. Gold, which usually blah, 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 blah. Metals, decade-long winning streak is the best performance since at least 1920. Quote, people are worried about the dollar, and at the same time, they're worried about the currencies themselves, said Bernard Sin. Bernard Sin, how aptly named, head of the currency and metal training at bullion refiner MKS Finance SA in Geneva, that would be Switzerland. Quote, people are moving part of their assets into gold for a safe haven, and they've been doing it for a long time. All right? You know, people that are completely out of cash. Maybe you're completely out of cash too, but I hope you're out of cash and into gold and silver. Immediate delivery bullion added $8.07 or 0.6% to $1,412.75 an ounce at 11:41 a.m. in London after yesterday reaching $1,415.03, the highest price since December the 7th. The metal for February delivery was up 0.5% at $1,413.10. On the COMEX in New York, trading will likely be subdued today as the year ends, Sin said. And it continues, gold jumped 29% this year after government spent trillions of dollars and kept the interest rates low to bolster economies following the worst global recession since World War II. So another way of looking at it is we can simply turn those words around and say that the value of the U.S. dollar, the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar, declined by 29% this year as the government spent their way to prosperity trying to follow the Keynesian insane economic model. Precious metals and prices and holdings in exchange-traded products or exchange-traded funds rose as investors lost confidence in currencies and became more concerned about the fiscal health of the euro region countries, including Ireland. And again, the SPDR gold shares just won. This is just the GLD. This is the Barclays and the State Street boys, the World Gold Council, this morning, again, pairing off 3.34 metric tons, but they claim to be holding 1,280.72 metric tons of gold in their exchange-traded funds, valued at $57.9 billion, and baby, that's a lot of ounces of gold, all right? And they're selling them at 10th-ounce bunches, all right? 10,000 lots, 1/10 of ounce. Anyway, gold's rally will continue next year as inflation pressures continue to build and currencies remain weak, said Li Ning, an analyst at China International Futures in Shanghai. Quote, the global economy is recovering, but we're not completely out of the woods yet, and gold's safe haven status will increase investment demand. I guess they've got woods in China, too. And they're not out of their woods either. The Standard & Poor's GSCI spot index of 24 commodities is up 19% this year, led by cotton and silver, while natural gas and cocoa dropped the most. You know, it's crazy. You think about, well, I'm invested in gold and silver. Yeah, well, if you hadn't been invested in orange juice, you'd have done mighty daggum well, better than gold. So there's other stuff out there. You don't have to feel like you're crowded into this one narrow slot. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. That rhodium, that's what we talk about here. But there's lots of stuff out there. So you need to look around. You know, the other day we read an article right off the Bloomberg website where they're talking about zinc might be a top performer. Yesterday, last evening, I went up on the internet and looked around a little bit and found out more about zinc. I mean, you know, that's a dirtbag cheap, but it's got tons and tons of uses, and you can acquire it in a variety of different ways. Some of them, you know, I mean, you want to get a wholesale price on the stuff, you're going to have to buy a ton. Sometimes you have to buy 800-900 pounds of the stuff, but, you know, there are alternatives. Maybe 4 or 5 people could go in together, but buy yourself a ton of zinc. It's only like $800 or $900, I think it was, for a ton of zinc. Well, if it doubles, it doubles. What difference does it make whether it's beans, bullets, or bullions, or Bible, or zinc, or whatever? Makes no difference. Silver for immediate delivery in London rose 0.9% to $30.07. I don't know why they take it to 3 and 4 decimals. I mean, does anybody know? It's 30.705. They should have just rounded it up and said $30.71 an ounce after yesterday reaching a 30-year high of $30.90. It's up 82% this year. Prices reached a record of $50.35 in New York in 1980, a year after the Hunt brothers tried to corner the market. That's a review from yesterday. Palladium gained 0.7% to $793.75. It yesterday touched $798.28, the highest level since March of 2001. All right, so if you had purchased palladium in March of 2001, you would have been very near at this level, and then it just tanked after September the 11th, and it went down into the garbage can, and it stayed there, and everybody thought, oh God, we've lost our money for sure, but here it is, it's come back. But of course, your purchasing power over these last years is down too, so platinum was 0.8% lower, and blah, blah, blah. Right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And I got a Skype message over the break there. If the volume, if you had to jump up off your couch and rush across the room and turn your volume up, just let me know in the chat room or somebody if you can hear me all right. I can certainly, I've got tons of headroom available through the mixer here. And I haven't even begun to start tapping into all the power that Skype can deliver. So just let me know if it's coming out too strong. It sometimes sounds in the as it is too much, you know, much too high on the archive copies. And so I have been trying to make improvements to that. But, you know, it's so difficult. It's great when you're working with a producer because they've got nothing better to do except for buff their nails and twist the dials. And they can do that for you from behind the scene. But this is all self-produced talk radio. So if ever the talk isn't coming out clearly to you or the sound needs to be adjusted, don't hesitate to just let me know. I can certainly make that adjustment right here. Let's go over here, go here, and go live to our caller from New York, it looks like, an 845 area code, and say good morning, caller. Going once, New York. Anybody, if you're on the line, you're the only one there. And gone again. Okay, well, so that's that. So Transocean challenges agency authority to probe the blast. This off of Bloomberg, Joe Carroll writing. Of course, we're not out of the woods yet in the Gulf of Mexico. You know, Macondo gently weeps. Well, the whole problem is still there, really. And they're still trying to work their way through all of the legal end of things and the financial end of things. But if Joe Carroll writes this for Bloomberg, a federal panel that investigated the fatal 2005 Texas refinery blast that resulted in $50 million fine for BP PLC hasn't gotten the authority to probe the company's April deep water drilling disaster, according to rig owner Transocean Limited. Of course, you know, we had to go in and do all the digging and find out all the names of the people. Cameron was involved in it. Anadarko was involved in it. BP, of course, involved in it. Halliburton involved in it. And so they're all still doing the Arabs in a sandstorm, winking amongst each other and pointing to each other and, you know, trying to pin blame on each other. But, you know, that's just the way that is, right? And they're not done yet. But under federal law, and there's a challenge in all of this, and one of the questions that I've got, and I posed this to another fellow on a talk radio broadcast on another network, one of the challenges that we've got here is who rules what? Who rules the roost? You got a well that's cemented in down on the ocean floor, and you've got a drilling rig, let's say, that's tethered above it, and it's drilling, and then they finish doing the drilling, and they cap it all off, and then they move the drilling rig like the deep ocean out of the way, and then in comes a pumping platform, I guess, and they just, you know, make that thing almost permanent and set it up, and that starts. Well, it's much the same with the wind-powered electrical generation plants. How are these things anchored to the... I've been looking for engineering specs. I want to see some drawings. You got something that's 225 miles out from the shore or 20 miles out from the shore. What do they got? I mean, it's deep water. They got some steel pylon that comes up from the ocean floor down there, sunk into concrete or something, that comes all the way up to support these windmills? Or are they sitting on some kind of a specially designed floating buoy? You know, I don't know yet. Still trying to find out. But it has something to do with the various commissions that can actually rule, regulate, and, you know, have authority and jurisdiction over these developments. But under federal law, floating rigs are exempt from oversight by the U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board. Wow, that's a mouthful. The U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board. Rachel Klingman, an attorney for Transocean, said in a letter to the agency obtained by Bloomberg, Transocean owned the Deepwater Horizon that burned and sank after BP's Macondo well erupted. Yeah, baby. Who wrote this article? Joe Carroll. Way to go, Joe. Like it. No more spill nonsense. After BP's Macondo well erupted on April the 20th, triggering the worst... and then he falls into the ditch. The worst U.S. offshore oil spill. Well, could have stuck with the eruption there, Joe. You were so close. The Chemicals Board's power to investigate accidents aboard permanently moored offshore installations, such as oil production platforms, doesn't extend to rigs which move from site to site. Klingman from Sutherland, Asbill, and Brennan LLP in Houston said in a letter. What did they say? What they're questioning here is subject matter jurisdiction. An authority, all right? You'll find out more about that on Sunday, probably, from Hal Anthony on his broadcast, Behind the Woodshed, where we go behind the woodshed and open a super heaping helping tin can size full of whoop-ass and start, you know, tearing the mask off of some of these things. But so the question here is subject matter jurisdiction and who has the authority to open some whoop-ass on Transocean. Transocean always has sought cooperation over confrontation in responding to reasonable government inquiries, Klingman wrote to Donald Holmstrom. And then they ended their little note here with, please also advise if CSB would like to accept Transocean's many offers to meet and confer. In other words, they're all lawyered up, all right? They're hovering around, they're pointing fingers, they know there's big money in this, okay? For the lawyers, there's big money, and for Transoceans, there's big fines and big money in lawyers, too. So everybody's posturing, and that's what this article really is. This is an article about legal posturing and pontificating. Blowout preventer. The Chemical Board is one of several federal agencies and congressional panels looking into what went wrong when a plume of gas and crude from BP's well off the Louisiana coast engulfed a Transocean rig, killing... When are they going to make a movie over this? Killing 11 workers, injuring 17, and bringing offshore energy exploration in the U.S. waters to a standstill. Sounds like a novel in the Anyway, in the letter, Vernier, Switzerland-based Transocean. Now, you all remember the Transocean deedied out. They were over, what was it? They were on, what was that little place down there in the south? Ah, lost it. Anyway, they were in the tax haven, and then they went over to Switzerland right about the same time. Boy, it was timely, just timely. They got all their boxes and records, and they all went over to Switzerland, to Vernier. But in the letter, Vernier, Switzerland-based, so this is, you know, only temporary, only recently have they been based in Switzerland, also asked the chemical panel to turn over correspondence with U.S. representatives Henry Waxman and Bart Stupak regarding the rig catastrophe, along with internal board procedures for conducting investigations, interviews. Waxman and Stupak, Democrats from California and Michigan, respectively, helped lead congressional probes of the disaster. And it continues, talks about Horowitz and all the rest of them. The source of the flammable gas was the fixed well installation on the seabed, and the deep water horizon itself was also functioning as a fixed facility during the drilling operation. So they're closing in on Transocean here. Closing in on Transocean. They want to see all the documents. They want to see everything. And there is something to be said for that. Disappointed at Transocean? The board also has a broad authority to conduct studies of actual or potential safety issues under its statute. Most companies are cooperating with the board in its investigation, which is non-regulatory and is aimed at preventing future accidents. Well, they're going to fire up the Department of Justice and other things. It's a lengthier article than this. But just to give you a heads up, it ain't over till the fat lady sings, and she ain't singing yet. Lehman plans important real estate sales in 2011. Found this one just a little bit interesting. Mostly it's boring, but here's a little bit more. Linda Sandler, writing for Bloomberg. Lehman Brothers Holding Inc. is planning important real estate sales in the first half of 2011 as values for its properties rise after the firm's 2 years in bankruptcy. So they had their all pockets turned inside out. They were, you know, had the snake's knot whipped right out of them. Lehman's is down on the deck, you know, and we bail out the world. Well, they've been doing a little bit of painting and dusting and cleaning, and these properties that in the bankruptcy were valued at $14 billion are now valued at $23 billion, and they're getting ready to make some money. Real estate values continue to strengthen. Where? My question is, where? With the glut that we have in commercial real estate out there, with the glut of rental apartments and houses out there, where there's so much real estate available right now, you know, you just get a rowboat and go swimming. But anyway, real estate values continue to strengthen, and it makes much more sense to look at a sale or a liquidation of assets, Marcel said. Values are growing attractive for well-managed multifamily or commercial properties. Is there truth to that? Well, if there is, this is the first article that I've seen that indicates that there might be anything along that line coming. This is a little bit more along the story of commodities. Commodities this year have done absolutely fantastic, beating just about everything. Although, there are some stocks out there that have done well, too. So you can't say that, oh, there was nothing happening in the stock market. That wouldn't be correct. But commodities beat stocks, bonds, and the dollar in 2010. DeBarty Roy says, writing for Bloomberg, by his or herself, commodity prices beat gains in stocks, bonds, and the dollar this year as China, the biggest user of everything, led the recovery. We'll be right back.
I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Revel Path. Sundays.
And so we are back again looking at this article off of Bloomberg, but just reflecting back on the previous article, you know, if they have to have like a mariner on board these floating platforms for drilling oil and they're supposed to be able to jump right to it and be the captain of the ship and all that sort of stuff. And then they have the other crew that are working as, you know, part of the process. It would seem to me that there's more to understand about an offshore windmill. You know, it's kind of like having a lighthouse someplace. You know, you got to have somebody that mans the lighthouse. Do we have to have somebody stationed on these wind platforms, or can they just continue to go on out there? I mean, how do you do that? What do they do? Put up a camera or something? How do you know? Maybe, you know, the damn rotor blew off, you know, and now it's in the water and it's sinking. You know what? Hell, nobody knows about it. You know, what are you going to find out about it later? Goes down, chops through the bottom. A bunch of kids come in, they're pranking around, climbing on it, you know. Bunch of, you know, East Coasters out there, frat housers out there, and they're having a party, you know. What do you do in a situation like that? Well, you know, who's watching the watchers with these windmills? You know, hundreds and hundreds and maybe thousands of them eventually out in the sea, you know. Who's watching after that? Who's going to be watching that? Are those going to be the green jobs? What do you do for a living? Well, I sit in a windmill. Oh, you sit in the windmill. Yep, I sit in the windmill. How long have you been sitting in windmills? For years. But I'm almost ready to retire. Then I get to go to shore, and I get to sit in a lighthouse. Wow. Well, you know, it could be a green job. We could call them windmill monitors. I'm a windmill monitor. I have a master's degree in windmill monitoring. I know how to climb stairs, and I know how to pick up the telephone. Maybe they would have cell phones installed inside there So they go, hey! Anyway, just being goofy. Investors snapped up raw materials this year as China's growth, the fastest of any major economy, spurred record demand. Okay, so other places you can store your money for sugar, for soybeans, and rising imports of copper. At the same time, crops were ruined by Russia's worst drought in at least half a century, flooding in Canada and parched fields in Kazakhstan, Europe and South America. This year has been incredibly strong, said Nick Johnson, who helps manage about $24 billion in commodities at PIMCO in Newport Beach, California. Quote, you've had strong growth from China that put a bid into copper, and global crop problems caused huge rallies. This was the first year since 2005 that commodity stocks, bonds, and the dollar all rose as the global economic recovery proved resilient. Wow. Resilient. Tell that to Benjamin Bernanke. Cotton and silver. Gains in the CRB. This is the CRB Thomson Reuters Jefferies CRB Index of 19 raw materials. Is what it is. You can Google that if you want. One of the reasons I read these articles, get all kinds of links and leads and find out things in the economic basket. Gains in the CRB were led by cotton, which surged 89% this year, reaching a record on December the 21st on speculation China will supply that supply would fail to keep pace with the rising demand in China. Silver, the precious metal most used in industry, jumped 81%. Okay, we had a 28.80% return on your investment in gold, and silver climbed 81% as it attracted investors betting on both faster and slower economic growth. Here's another one, beating gold, same color. Corn jumped 49%, and coffee climbed to a 13-year high as inventory shrunk and bad weather threatened crops in America. I don't know whether this article has the orange juice numbers in it, but orange juice did pretty doggone well, too. China's economy expanded more than 10% this year, according to the... What do you invest in? Oh, well, I'm in orange juice. How deep? Up to my eyeballs in treading water. There is no doubt that demand is coming from China, and there are other emerging markets where demand grew, said James Paulson, who oversees $350 billion as the chief investment strategist at the Minneapolis-based Wells Capital Management. Commodities have gone up because the economy was gearing up. It's become a sustainable global economic recovery. There you go, folks. It's all over. Quit worrying about it. You know, just get into the market. Enjoy yourself. Do not worry. Do not worry. Do not worry. 2011 will be a great year for those that have their heads turned on. Treasury's biggest monthly loss of 2010. I guess we're going the other way with this article. Talk about dyslexic. Keith Jenkins and Wes Goodman collaboratively writing for Bloomberg. Today's news. Treasury's pared their biggest monthly loss this year. The Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke. Unprecedented effort to spur economic growth fueled demand for higher yielding assets. U.S. government notes are bound for a 5.5% returns in 2010, according to a Bank of America Merrill Lynch index. Mark Faber, the investor who recommended U.S. stocks in March of 2009 as the Standard & Poor's 500 index began a rally of as much as 86%, said this week that treasuries are, check this now, you gotta love it. Mark Faber, underline that, he's one of those experts that said this week that treasuries are a suicidal, quote-unquote, suicidal investment. U.S. bond funds have had withdrawals of $8.62 billion in the week ended December the 15th, the most in more than 2 years, according to the Washington-based Investment Company Institute. I guess that would be the ICI. Quote, yields will move gradually up, said Mark, another Mark here, Fovinci, who helps oversee $2.6 billion as the head of fixed income at Ferguson Wellman Capital Management, Inc. in Portland, Oregon. I would not want to have to be the guy that prints these people's business cards. Could you imagine? Ferguson Wellman Capital Management, Inc. You'd have to have fold-out wings on your business card just to get the title on. The recovery seems to be on track. It's not setting the world on fire, but growth is going to be a little better. guess it's better than being a little worse. A U.S. 10-year yields, we talk about this all the time, all right? The 2-year bond this morning, 0.63%, the 10-year at 3.33%, the 30-year at 4.38%. U.S. 10-year yields dropped 2 basis points to 3.35% as of 6:35 a.m. in New York of the Eastern Daylight Time, according to B.G. Cantor market data. B.G. Cantor, that's the guys that swing the incense at the synagogue. The price of the 2.625% security maturing in November climbed 5/32 or $1.56 per 1,000 face amount, blah, blah, blah. 2-year rate slipped, blah, blah, blah. Gains trimmed, blah, blah, blah. Worst investment, here we go. The Standard & Poor's 500 index has advanced 13% this year, while Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s dollar index has increased 1.5%. The Reuters Jefferies CRB index of raw materials has risen 16%. PIMCO, and they always say that, which runs the world's largest bond fund, this month raised its forecast for U.S. economic growth to a range of 3% to 3.5% versus its previous estimate of 2 to 2.5%. Treasuries are likely to decline, said Faber, who publishes the Gloom, Boom, and Doom reports. You can type it into your browsers, Mark Faber or Faber, F-A-B-E-R, and Gloom, Boom, and Doom, and that ought to get you right up. This, he says, is a suicidal investment. He said this week in a telephone interview from St. Moritz, Switzerland, interest rates on the U.S. Treasuries will go up. The worst investment is in U.S. long-term bonds. So don't rush out there and buy your Treasuries. It is a bad deal. All right. Anadarko, all right, this is just like the Transocean article, could have included it right behind. Anadarko Petroleum, which owns a share of BP PLC well that caused the biggest offshore oil catastrophe, as Rob Chowder says, surpassed a 2-year high in New York trading after a UK newspaper reported that BHP Billiton Limited may make a $90 a share bid for the company. All right? So Anadarko, even if they're, you know, in the limelight here, even if it is in infamy rather than in any other way, as far as the Macondo Gently Weep story, Anadarko going to get picked up by BHP Billiton, and it's going to look real good on the stocks. Anadarko rose $4.86, or 6.9%, to $75.59 in New York Stock Exchange composite trading at 4:08, the largest gain of any company in the Standard & Poor's 500 index. So I guess if you hook your, you know, if you hook your sail or hook the tail to the kite of BP and get involved in something as disastrous as Macondo, it's good business, baby. It's good business. Well, that's the way that goes. Macondo, well, some analysts doubted that BHP would acquire an Anadarko, partly because they're still involved in this well and they ain't gotten out of the woods yet. Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll be back for hour two or right after this.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Hey, and welcome back to our Friday, December the 31st, New Year's Eve 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always lots of news and interesting things to discuss. And the first hour went through a great basket of news, variety of different articles off the Bloomberg website and elsewhere. But now we're going to go over and switch the gears just a little bit. We talked about this article earlier in the week. Shenyang Power, this is off of the Cielo Wind Power website. It's Cielo Wind Power. Cielo Wind Power ranks between Australia and Sweden in wind development, if Cielo was a country. That's the headline on their website. Shenyang Power, U.S. Reg and Cielo Wind, sign a definitive agreement for 600-megawatt West Texas wind farm project. It's submitted to us by one of our listeners, frequent contributor to the Brain Trust at BVL here. Anyway, you could do that, too. You can always get a hold of me by email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, this is a December 20th article a couple of days back, but Shenyang, China, December the 20th, a Power Energy Generation Systems Limited, which would be on the NASDAQ, APWR, is a leading provider of distributed power generation systems in China and a fast-growing manufacturer of wind turbines. Today announced that Shenyang Power Group, the SPG on the NASDAQ, together with affiliates of U.S. Renewable Energy Group, that's the one we talked about earlier, and Cielo Wind Power LP, have entered into a definitive agreement for their ownership of a project company to develop a 600-megawatt wind farm in Texas. And the signing ceremony was held today in Washington. I don't know whether or not the Chinese own the Mississippi River yet, but they're probably thinking about it. A Power, that's A hyphen Power, caps, is a shareholder of SPG. A Power has been designated to supply wind turbines to this project, which is expected to be one of the largest wind farms in the United States. No details of the agreement were disclosed. On October the 29th of 2009, A-Power announced the signing of the framework agreement of the joint venture among SPG affiliates of U.S. Reg and Cielo Wind on the Texas Wind Power. About A-Power, A-Power Energy Generation Systems Limited, through its China-based operating subsidiaries, is the largest provider of distributed power generation systems in China. Focusing on energy efficiency and environmentally safe and sound projects of 25 megawatt to 400 megawatt. In 2008, A Power entered the wind energy market and has built China's largest wind turbine manufacturing facility located in Shenyang, Liaoning province, with technologies licensed from German Furlander AG and the Denmark-based Norwind. and a total annual production capacity of 1,125 megawatts. That's a couple of turbines, Don Quixote. In March of 2009, A-Power entered into an agreement to establish a joint venture partnership with GE Drivetrain Technologies to produce wind turbine gearboxes in Changyang. A-Power also has strategic relationships with the Tsinghua University in Beijing and the China Academy of Sciences in Guangzhou to develop and commercialize often renewable energy technologies. For more information, please visit www.apowerenergy.com. Safe harbor statement, and it continues. Just to give you an idea, do you think these green jobs are coming to America? Well, yes again. Maybe somebody can run the weed eater at the base of a windmill.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, it's Friday. It's December the 31st, and it is New Year's Eve. Let's jump up to Massachusetts and visit this morning with our roving reporter in Massachusetts, Jeff from Massachusetts. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Will. Well, you know what's funny is because all these programs are having New Year's Eve programs on the future. I mean, Coast to Coast AM usually has their psychics on there to predict the future. But, Will, my prediction of the future has nothing to do with being a psychic and staying in front of a crystal ball, but looking at conditions. And And this stuff with the green jobs is going to torpedo our economy along with all the other harebrained things that these people are doing. Now, here's my take on this. Think about this, Will. Imagine coming to your ATM and finding out you have no money in your account.
Again?
Or the money is worth... Picture that. Your money is not worth the paper it's printed on, and you have no money. People in the big cities are going to literally pull their hair out. You want to talk about yee-haw and getting out the guns? This picture came in my mind. City Hall Plaza in Boston, after Boston experiences its 9/11, because I believe one of these cities in this country is going to experience a 9/11. It could be Boston, could be New York, could be Washington, D.C. Doesn't matter. One of these cities is going to experience a 9/11 because the conditions are ripe for a false flag attack. They're ripe for it. I mean, Obama's down. We all know that we are ripe for a false flag attack of some kind. Now, when the people lose their shirt off their back, they are going to go cuckoo. They are when they don't have anything but these stupid green jobs and all this crazy stuff, and when they go cuckoo, guess what? That's when the people are going to get put down real hard. Imagine black helicopters with Gatling guns gunning the people down with foreign troops inside. That's worst case scenario. But better case scenario, the Homeland Security just goes out and cracks heads in the big cities. But any way you look at it, our future is not pretty. And because we're in debt to Red China, guess what? As they say, the borrower is the servant to the lender. Proverbs. You know what? When that happens, you're going to see the foreigners come in, and they are not going to have no mercy on the American people, and the American sheeple don't even know it.
Don't
even know it.
I can say this though, Jeff. You know that we don't really have to look into the future. We need to look very carefully with a rearview mirror. Almost everything that you're saying there has already happened. I don't believe that we necessarily need to have a 9/11 redux. That would be kind of anticlimactic after that. I mean, how are you going to top that theatrical performance? You know, Muhammad Atta and the Flying Circus is pretty hard to top, you know, even with front row seats. But if you look at the things that have come along after that, by the operation of what is known as incrementalism, all of these things have already happened. And anybody that thinks that their dollar has any value, I mean, you could go to the ATM and they could give you, you know, little things come out, maybe, you know, pieces of paper, which you can still take over to the AM, PM and get a sweet roll, maybe in a glass of orange juice in the morning. But, you know, they have no value. And as far as the people going crazy and ballistic, I think this catatonic zombie-like nation that we live in, even if you came crashing in their door, most of them would just be in the corner peeing on themselves as their dogs got shot, you know. So I don't really know if that's going to happen, you know. You come out and you find out that your automobile has a GPS tracking unit on it installed clandestinely. You think, hey, great, new feature. Will mom be able to see where my car is? You know, you go out tonight, you know, and you're drive from town to town or whatever. You're going to go from your little farm or your suburb, and you're going to go into the city. And you're going to spend $300-$500 on a bar tab and chase the whores and dance with the girls and have a good time. Maybe
a big
rich dinner or something like that. You know, there's some economic terrorism. But on the way home, you know, don't be surprised if you get into one of these mandatory checkpoints where they're going to tell you to roll up your sleeve and draw blood. And if you refuse, they'll bring the judge out from behind the bushes, and he'll have a warrant in his hand. He can fill it out on the dashboard, you know, like, you know, blood up, chump.
Good, Will. That's a good point, because, you know, you're absolutely right about these DUI checkpoints. And I don't drink, but these DUI checkpoints are obscene, because we know where it leads to, which is open up your trunk, we're going to look for hate literature. And before I go, Will, I was talking to a truck driver, a liberal one, about you know, what I talk about on the programs, just common sense kind of stuff. And you know what he said to me? He said, I can picture you as he said, do you have a gun? I said, no, I don't have any guns. He said, good, because I can picture you as the kind of guy who'd be on the rooftop clipping people with a gun. In other words, Jeff translation, clipping the minorities with a gun. I'm one of these yahoos in a red pickup truck with a shotgun, clutching onto my Bible real tight and going, yee-haw, and mowing down Muslims, so forth, anti-Semitic, right-wing, far-right-wing, yee-haw Hitler, and the people have been conditioned to think that anything that is traditional American Pat Buchanan-style values is some kind of a crazy right-wing, you don't recycle kind of a thing, and you ought to be put in the camp. And that's where we're at in America. Hold on to your hats. It's only going to get worse. I thank you for having me on the broadcast, and do have a great day.
Thanks for calling in this morning. Thank you very much. Yeah, there you go. Jeff from Massachusetts. You know, yeehaw, baby. Well, I don't know. Will the people that live in the country, get up on rooftops and shoot? I don't think so, no. I'll tell you what. You wouldn't want to meet one down on the sidewalk when they're pissed, okay? Anybody that can wrestle a steer to the ground can take you down in a heartbeat, Bubba. Well, here's a little bit more green news coming into the break here. A little bit more green news. Turning genetically engineered trees into toxic Avengers. Let me put on your V for Vendetta costume. This one's going to be great. Hillary Rosner writing this for the New York Slime. Last summer, on the site of 35 former hat factories, where toxic mercury was once used to cure pelts, city officials in Danbury, Connecticut, deployed a futuristic weapon, 160 Eastern cottonwoods. Well, genetic modification coming to a forest near you. Dr. Richard Meager, a professor of genetics at the University of Georgia, genetically engineered the trees to extract mercury from the soil, store it without being harmed, convert it to a less toxic form of mercury, and release it into the air. So we've got the planes, playing tic-tac-toe over your head, dropping barium and aluminum oxide crystals and all the rest of that stuff. And now these guys are going to have trees that are going to be pulling the mercury up out of the soil and releasing it and dispersing it into the oxygen. But of course, these are genetically modified trees, and so we have another danger laying in the background here. It was one of two dozen proposals that Dr. Meager, has submitted to various agencies over two decades for engineering trees to soak up chemicals from contaminated soils. Pretty clever idea, really, if you could just keep them from releasing that out into the atmosphere. But for years, no one would pay him to try. Quote, "I got called a charlatan," he said. Close quote. You always do that to the inventive ones, a charlatan. Quote, "People didn't believe a plant could do this," he said. Anyway, we'll carry that one a little further on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've got a caller in the wings on a 417 area code. If you're, it says here that you're a phone listener, do not answer. But I know that sometimes the caller ID doesn't show properly. So if you're the caller online to the broadcast now and you want to come on air, just hang up and call back in again. I'll be watching for that. And I'll go right to you. But in laboratories around the country, researchers are using detailed knowledge of tree genes and recombinant DNA technology to alter the genetic workings of forests. Isn't that reassuring? Doesn't it make you sleep well at night? What are they doing? Hoping to tweak their reproductive cycles, growth rate, and chemical makeup to change their ability to store carbon dioxide, resist disease, and absorb toxins. All right, the little G-God men are at it again. The research is controversial. Environmentalists and others say that because of the large distance tree pollen can travel, altered genes will migrate to natural populations, leading to damage to the ecosystem and other unforeseen consequences. You know, I don't ordinarily side with the green weenies, but in this case, I say, get out of the genetic modification business. You know not what you are doing. Can you reverse what you're doing? Before you release it, prove that you can reverse it. Prove that you can control it, for goodness sake. It's quite possible that stands of trees that are left will be domesticated, new varieties of trees, and that the natural varieties will cease to exist. Where do you draw the line, Jim Diamond said. Of course, he says a lot of things. He's a retired pediatrician. I'm sure he's got an opinion, but, you know, anyway, in regards to trees. GM Stillwater Mine to resume talks is another article sent in by one of our listeners. This from the Billings Gazette. All right, Montana. Here we are, Helena. Governor Brian Schweitzer announced this morning that General Motors, now owned mostly by the United States government, this article written by Jennifer McKee, the U.S. government has resumed talks with Montana's Stillwater Mining Company about buying rare metals from the mine necessary for auto manufacturing. Of course, you know, some people say that only China and Zimbabwe have the rare earth minerals, but we know that's not quite accurate, and certainly here this article proves that. But Schweitzer had previously blasted GM and vowed to stop driving his GM pickup. There's good reasons for that. After the company announced it was breaking the contract to buy metals from the mine, but was evidently keeping its contracts with foreign mines. That would be Zimbabwe and China, Rhodesia. GM made the announcement as it was in the middle of a bankruptcy that resulted in U.S. Treasury owning 60% of the new GM company. It would be you and I. Maybe we should say that this is a good start, Schweitzer said this morning after a press conference in the governor's reception room. Stillwater Mining Company operates two mines in the Beartooth Mountains of South Central Montana. Of course, if you want to find out more about the mining law and mining acts and the history of it all, visit with our good friend Hal Anthony on Sunday at 2 o'clock Central Time from 2 to 4 behind the woodshed, and help him to not only build his audience, but to educate you on some of the things you can do to raise a patent for yourself. Get a little bit of freedom, own your own land outright. Anyway, the mines are the only source of platinum and palladium in the Western Hemisphere. Platinum and palladium in the Western Hemisphere. The only other sources of the metals are two foreign mines, one located in Russia and the other in South Africa. Schweitzer wrote U.S. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner early in July complaining that GM was evidently honoring its foreign contracts, but breaking its contract with an American platinum company at a time when U.S. taxpayers were essentially buying GM. He said Thursday he has not heard back from Geithner, but had been in conversations with Frank McAllister, blah, blah, blah. So it continues. But here's an opportunity for a platinum and palladium mining operation, Stillwater Mining Company. You might go up on Kitco or any of the other sites and take a look at their shares. If they get a contract to provide GM with the platinum and palladium necessary for the catalytic converters and other things that they use those metals for, that might be a stock that's on the move in 2011. Back to our discussion of Gustavus Myers' History of the Great American Fortunes. Gustavus Myers, this originally copyrighted back in 1907. I have a 1937 edition open in front of me here, a modern library edition. We've just been reading little select pieces out of it day by day as we go along here. And then we're in a section now talking about the great Vanderbilt fortune. What a piece of work this guy is, Vanderbilt. Having no illusions and being a severely practical man, this guy was just basically illiterate. He came up through the ranks from... Raised himself up by his bootstraps, he did. Again, having no illusions and being a severely practical man, Vanderbilt well knew the pretensions of this trading class. With many a cynical remark, aptly epitomizing the point, he often made sport of their assumptions. He knew, and none knew better, that they had dived deep into bribery and fraud. They were the fine gentlemen, he well recalled, who had generally obtained patents by fraud. Now, remember, this time period, you know, we talk about, oh, Westinghouse, you know, GE, Westinghouse. The guys that basically beat the snake's knot out of Tesla and, you know, probably brought about an early demise and then gathered up all of his patents, making it impossible to use his material, technology, Tesla technology. He knew, and none knew better, that they had dived deep into bribery and fraud. They were the fine gentlemen, he well recalled, who had generally obtained patents by fraud, who had so often bribed members of Congress to vote for a high tariff, the same, too, who had bribed legislators for charters, that would be bank charters and others, corporations, water rights, exemptions from taxation, the right to work employees as long as and under whatever conditions they wanted to. This manufacturing aristocracy professed to look down upon Vanderbilt socially as a coarse sharper. And in New York, a certain ruling social element, the native aristocracy, this goes all the way back to John Jacob Astor and his kin, composed of old families whose wealth, originating in fraud, had become respectable by age. They took no pains to conceal their opinion of him as a parvenu, a newcomer, and drew about their sacred persons an amusing circle of exclusiveness into the rare precincts of which he might not enter. You can imagine yourself going up on Wall Street, you know. Don't anticipate being invited to Lloyd Blankfein's New Year's Eve party. Don't expect to be invited to the Bloomberg, Bloomberg.com, or Bloomberg LP Christmas or New Year's parties. That's going to happen. You're not going to go to the glory balls that they have. Vanderbilt now proceeded to buy social and religious grace as he had bought laws. where this class of people work. The purchase of absolution is like going to the Pope, you know. The purchase of absolution has ever been a convenient and cheap method of obtaining society's condemnation of theft. You get a little bit philanthropic, like, you know, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, put vaccinations around the world, you know, to advance population reduction. And everybody goes, yeah, aren't they nice? We love the Gates, right? In medieval centuries, it took a religious form. It has been transposed to a social traffic in these superior days. Again, we're 100 years back now. Everything that he's talking about, this Gustavus Myers, a real muckraker. A guy that knew how to get the black and white in his eyes. He went through the newspapers and combed them with a fine-tooth comb. He went through the congressional records, all the legislative reports. He put them together in this 570-page book. You might consider getting a copy for your library. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back to this text again. Yes, yesterday I did go to the chatter, asked the question in regards to property taxes. Yes, yesterday I did go and visit the Pharaoh and pay my titty to the state. And was pleased that the lines weren't as long as I had anticipated. They are open here in Berry County. Glad to receive your shekels and your firstborn. They'll be taking them today here as well. But I was pleased that the lines weren't quite as long as I had anticipated. I did take along this particular book and some business cards and some of our show archivist Fritz's excellent year-long DVDs with me to let people, anyone that was interested in, have a copy of that. Only gave away one of those. I gave away maybe, I don't know, a dozen or more business cards. Talked to a lot of people, found out that some of the people in line still didn't quite understand that they didn't own their property. But, of course, there was quite a buzz going in the door to pay our tithes to the Pharaoh and Joseph standing in the wings. But anyway, back to the discussion here, right out of the great history of the great American fortunes, Gustavus Myers. This is just a little bit on 326 here. It says, as the factory system was in Massachusetts, so it was elsewhere, all right? The factory capitalists in Massachusetts, New York, Illinois, and every other manufacturing state were determined to keep up their system unchanged because it was profitable to work children 11 and a half hours a day in a temperature that in summer often reached 108 degrees. All right, Massachusetts, Marxachusetts, here we are, the factory system. Temperatures that often reached 108 degrees in an atmosphere certain to breed immorality. Now down here at the footnote, certain to breed immorality, see the report of Carol D. Wright, Massachusetts, Bureau of Statistics of Labor, 1881. All right, and then he gives the page number. A cotton mill operator tested, a cotton mill operative, that would be a factory owner, testified, quote, young girls from 14 and upward learn more wickedness in 1 year than they would in 5 out of a mill, close quote. See also the numerous recent reports of the National Child Labor Committee. Back into the text again. In medieval centuries, all this took a religious form and has become transposed into a social traffic in these superior days. Let a man steal in colossal ways and then surrender a small part of it in charitable, religious, and educational donations, he at once ceases being a thief and straightway becomes a noble benefactor. Vanderbilt now shed his lifelong irreverence and gave to Deems, a minister of the Presbyterian Church, as a gift, the Church of the Strangers on Mercer Street, and he donated $1 million for the founding of the Vanderbilt University at Nashville, Tennessee. The press, the church, and the educational world thereupon hailed him as a marvel of saintly charity and liberality. Continuing, the sermonizing of the best class. They always like to paint themselves so well, don't they? The paparazzi go down there every, you know, motion. Wasn't it amazing? Wasn't it amazing when the students protesting in England over the tripling, the trebling of their tuition, wasn't it amazing when Prince Charles, you know, and his wife, when they were assaulted, that the paparazzi were right there with exquisite cameras and were able to get fantastic photography that showed the expressions on their faces and the way that they were holding each other by one dainty pinky. Wow. That's the way it goes. And then the write-ups that you heard. You didn't hear about the students that got beat the hell out of on the street. The cops that got a jaw dislocated. At least I hope some did. Or the damage done. No. The paparazzi and the rest of them sermonized the best classes. One section of the social organization declined to accept the views of the class above it. Isn't that always the way it goes? Class struggle, the spirit of division. This was the working class superimposed above them, superimposed upon the working class, draining the lifeblood of the workers to provide them with wealth, luxury, and power, were those upper strata of society known as, quote-unquote, the best classes. These, quote-unquote, best classes, with a monstrous presumption, airily proclaimed their superiority and incessantly harped upon the need of elevating and regenerating the masses. That's right, we need to enlighten their ignorance through education, so we're going to give them free and gratuitous public education from cradle to grave. give them the television set, the little Helivisions, so that we can really get in and work with their minds, right? Incessantly harping upon the need of elevating and regenerating the masses. And Michelle Obama, you know, worrying about the health of the children. And who, it may be curiously asked, were the classes self-destined or self-selected to do all of this regenerating? The commercial and financial element with its peculiar morals so adjusted to its interests that it saw nothing wrong in the conditions by which it reaped its wealth. Conditions that made slaves of the workers, threw them into degradation and poverty, and made the industrial feel an immense concourse of tears, agony, and carnage. Hanging on to this supreme class of wealth, fawning to it, licking its very feet, were the parasites and advocates of the press, the law, politics, the pulpit, and with a few exceptions, of the professional occupations. These were the instructors who were to teach the working class what morals were. These were the eminences under whose guidance the working class was to be uplifted. Let us turn from this sickening picture of sordid arrogance and ignorance, so historically true of all aristocracies based upon money, filthy lucre, from the remotest time to this present day, and contemplate how the organized part of the working class regarded the morals of its superiors. All right? In Switzerland now, they're thinking about going ahead and making incest, you know, legal. NAMBLA and all the rest of them are being forced up to the front, you know. Don't ask, don't tell, and all the rest of it. While the commercial class, on the one hand, was determined on beating down, you know, Aleister Crowley says, you know, do as thou wilt, for it's the whole of the law. While the commercial class, on the one hand, was determined on beating, who was it? Elton John the other day and his lover through a surrogate mother. Now have a pregnancy and a child on the way. Wow. That's America. While the commercial class, on the one hand, was determined on beating down the working class at every point, it was, on the other, unceasingly warring amongst itself. In business dealings, there was no such recognition or no such recognized thing as friendship. These dogs, they turn on each other, they rend each other constantly. To get the better of the other was held the quintessence of mercantile shrewdness. Okay? A flint-hard brute spirit enveloped all business transactions. The businessman who lost his fortune was generally looked upon without emotion or pity and condemned as an incapable, you know what we're saying, profit good, loss bad. For self-interest, businessmen began to combine in corporations, but these were based purely upon mercenary aims. Not a microscopic trace was visible of that spirit of fellow kindness, sympathy, collective concern, and brotherhood already far developed among the organized part of the working class. Now again, I caution you, be careful. Reading books like this, you have to have your antennas on all the time. You know, keep your spirit of discernment sharply honed. Because at the same time that this was being published, now I'm taking out of a cellophane wrapper, so also were these, the Proletarian Lessons by John Carreker. The price is 25 cents on this original copy here. The Proletarian Lessons by John Carreker, and this, published by Chicago Charles H. Caron Company, a cooperative, they say. And in the handwriting inside, Workers Party of Los Angeles section, the Proletarian Lessons. What is class struggle? Proletarian lesson number one. What is the class struggle? Is it something that simply exists in the minds of certain people? Or is it a condition that has been brought about by agitators who have stirred up strife between capital and labor? Das Kapital. Be careful. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. And Mr. Gustavus Myers here is recognized as a populist first, a socialist next, by the wiki bio that you can read. So be careful when you read these things. Realize where somebody's coming from. Is he painting too strong a picture? Is there an antagonism that's being sown in his pages? Is he himself engaged in the spirit of division, the idea of the proletariat against the bourgeoisie, a revolution and counter-revolution and perpetual revolution. So we have to be careful. These and many other questions may be asked as a result of the current misconceptions and misrepresentations of what the class struggle really is. Of course, there are people who maintain that it is simply a myth, as classes in society do not exist. Others admit that it may exist in other countries, but there is no such thing as a class struggle in free America. Proletarian lesson number one. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So back to this text once again. As the super eminent magnate of his day, Vanderbilt was invested with extraordinary publicity. He was extensively interviewed and quoted. His wars upon rival capitalists were matters of engrossing public concerns. His slightest illness was breathlessly followed by the commercialdom and its outcome awaited. Interesting, isn't it? So much the same then and now. You know, any of the elite, you know. They get so much as a hemorrhoid, and they get front page coverage. Precisely as mercantile society bestowed no attention upon the crushed and slain, except to advance roughshod over their stricken bodies while throwing out a pittance in charity here and there, so Vanderbilt embodied in himself the qualities the capitalist society and mass practiced and glorified. Quote, it was strong men, close quote, says Crowfoot, quote, whom he liked and sympathized with, not weak ones. The self-reliant, isn't that nice? Boy, that just rings in my ear. The self-reliant, not the helpless. He felt that the solicitor of charity was always a lazy or drunken person trying to live by plundering the sober and industrious, close quote. This malign distrust of fellow beings, this acrid cynicism of motives, this extraordinary imputation of evil designs on the part of the penalists was characteristic of the capitalist class as a whole, itself practicing the lowest and most ignoble methods, governed by the basest motives. I mean, can you imagine standing around the owl or playing with each other in the woods out at the Bohemian Grove, right? Plundering in every direction, it viewed every member of its own class with suspicion and rapacity. They don't even trust themselves, folks. Then it turned about, and with immense airs of superiority, attributed all of its own vices and crimes to the impoverished masses. You see, it's a war on terror. And so even though the terrorists, you know, as Hal Anthony has brought to our attention, terrorism is rightly defined as a system of government that is ruled by fear, intimidation, and dread. Even though they are terrorists, are in Washington, D.C. and on Wall Street, right? They turn and they point the finger at us and call us the terrorists. Wow. Talk about chutzpah. Then it turned about, and with immense airs of superiority, attributed all of its own vices and crimes to the impoverished masses which its own system had created, whether in America or elsewhere. The apologists may hasten forward with the explanation that the commercial class was not to be judged by Vanderbilt's methods and qualities. In truth, however, Vanderbilt was not more inhuman than many of the contemporary shining lights of the business world. Not more inhuman, just a little less base animal, right? Honesty, industry, analyze, there's more, so much more. I really enjoy reading this book, and I thank Bill, for our listener, for sending his copy to me. It's really, it's been quite the read, let's put it that way, been quite the read. Dropping down and jumping back into this discussion of the Interstate Commerce Commission as we advance our understanding of what's going on with the Interstate Commerce Clause, the Commerce Clause in the Constitution, and the subsequent creation of the Interstate Commerce Commission to address some of not only the evils that are talked about in this book, as I've mentioned so many times in the past, this is the way these things come into place. All right, first you've got all of this graft and corruption and greed and creed and everything going on in the railroad industry or the coasting trade or in the merchant trade or in the factory system or in the mercantilism or industrialism. You got all this trouble going on, and the people cry out, save me, save me, save me, and the government says okay. And then they create the commission and they people it out with people who are originally opposed to the corruption. And then, as it always seems to work, once the furor of the public's quiet down, the original appointees step aside, and the men from behind the curtain come in with their brandy snifters and their cigars, and now the very ones that were causing the trouble run the commission, and they make sure that they ensure their monopoly and continued success forever. And that's how it works. Dropping back into the text here, these are very long, long paragraphs. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, actually, and then 2 entire pages in this encyclopedia, 1 paragraph, so it's going to be tough. I'll just have to dive into the middle here. The enforcement procedure was so changed that the commission's orders were made binding by their own terms with the support of heavy penalties, and the burden of testing their validity in the courts was shifted to the carriers. This would be the railroad companies. On this basis, the commission came to exercise positive control over railroads and other carriers, that would be the barges and things on the canals and the coasting trade and the steamships, and with the consequent narrowing of the scope of judicial review, the method of administrative regulation came to dominate the field. And so then we see the creation of the Administrative Procedures Act. We come into this whole new time period, things that are extra-constitutional. These various and sundry boards and councils, they are extra-constitutional. They'd be outside of the realm of the Constitution. And just like the Uniform Law Commission, in their own writings, they They were created to do end runs around this pesky federal constitution and end runs around state constitutions by the introduction of uniform laws, model codes, and model acts all across the country to harmonize one state, they really weren't nations, one nation against the other, Montana and Idaho, etc., okay, harmonizing, modernizing, oh boy, the law outside of the constitutional venue. But administrative experience disclosed additional difficulties from time to time, necessitating further modification and expansion of the legislative structure. So they're always going back and having to make appeals for more statutes. But of course, as we've read from Gustavus Myers and elsewhere, we understand that it is the captains of finance and industry, and who are also, you know, the bankers, and they are also the corporatists and the transnational corporations. Just the other day, meeting with Barry the Usurper, getting a pass for repatriation billions, if not trillions, of dollars in tax-free to the country after they were all taking their money out of the country to build factories in China and elsewhere. Now they're bringing it back in tax-free. Yippee-dippee. But we can always see that it's these that then create legislation. The first group of significant provisions was embodied in the Mann-Elkins Act of 1910. It rehabilitated, again, it's the Mann-Elkins Act of 1910, if you're listening on the archives, want to browse it up. It rehabilitated the long and short haul clause so that relief from its prohibitions was made dependent upon the discretionary authority of the commission, discretionary powers. All right? This is one of the problems. These are the Soviets, these councils. All of the czars that we have, these are discretionary powers. They exercise them, you know, in basically behind, outside of the constitutional frameworks. It conferred power to suspend changes in rates so that the commission might enter upon the regulatory process before the proposed rates became operative. It established a commerce court. And they're like judge, jury, and executioner. It established a commerce court as a means of securing speedier, more uniform, and more expert judicial determination. Although the Commerce Court was abolished less than 3 years later, even this aspect of the 1910 legislation, you see, we're right on top of Gustavus Myers' book here, 1910, even this aspect of the 1910 legislation exerted a permanent influence upon the Commission's status, since the most significant controversies during that short period concerned the lawful scope of judicial review and the article that I shared in regards to Anadarko, when we review, you know, Anadarko's experience here in the Macondo Gently Weeps episode, who has subject matter authority, who has jurisdiction over their affairs. This is what this Commerce Commission was doing, all right? The most significant controversies during that short period concerned the lawful scope of judicial review. Who watches the watchers? And these controversies were almost uniformly resolved by the Supreme Court in support of the commission. So the captains of finance and industry create their commission so that they can get outside of legislature and they can get out away from the law, so to speak. Then they bring in their own court, and then they go back and for final appeals, it's only to the Supreme Court, and it's the captains of finance and industry that bring forward the Elena Kagans and the Sonia Sotomayors and recommend them and their appointment to the Supreme Court. See how closed the system is. And you're not in it, and I'm not in it. And it frustrates me to no end that we can't come together and work together to bring an end to the system. It can be ended. It's just that we're not doing anything about it. Well, maybe 2011 will be a better year than 2010. I hope it is for you. Be careful, stay safe, travel in a group, and don't drive drunk, or you're going to pay the price tonight, baby. We'll be back.
Take it back. One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting
on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.